questions about Christmas. Let's get started.
Hey, everybody. This is Reggie. Welcome to another episode of This Is Life. This is the Christmas edition, and today I'm joined by Say Lorraine Nichols.
Hi.
Wesley Mackay Nichols.
Hey.
Harmony Faye Nichols.
Hi.
And Levi, better known as Noche Knight Nichols.
What's up?
Are you guys enjoying your Christmas holiday so far?
Yeah.
What's the highlight so far?
Eating the little Smokies.
Those were very good last night. Yeah.
I am having a good time too. Just that I get to spend my Christmas with my family and they get to spend it with me. I love being around my family all the time and playing games with them. So that's really nice.
Yeah, we love being around you too, Harmony.
I've enjoyed just getting to relax, and last night we got to watch Elf, so that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, just being around our family and getting to bond more, getting to play games together, watch movies together. While we've been here, we've all been together, but we haven't all been, like, emotionally together, like, maybe in the same room, but not doing the same activities or doing the same things, and now we get to experience what it's like to just be as a family for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's one thing I was thinking about, is what's the difference now that you guys are out of school, and how our time is used now that we're out for Christmas break?
Yeah, now we all aren't as stressed because we had a lot of homework. I just got a new teacher. And I had just been sick, and I didn't get to go to school for a whole week. And that was just a party week. But now it feels really nice just basically not seeing anybody, but that's kind of mean. But I just like being alone sometimes, but I also really love being with my family more. So, yeah.
For me, it's been more relaxed. Because before, I have had to work really, really hard. Now that I'm in high school, keeping my grades up so that I can maybe pass out of some of the final exams. And I would spend literally every day, maybe 3 hours each day, working on homework. And now that we're out for Christmas, I really don't know what to do with myself because I don't have any more homework to do. And so, yeah, just playing games has been really fun.
I've been really bored lately, but it's nice just doing, like, nothing all the time. But I'm already missing my friends only a week through the vacation, so it's just really lonely for me already.
I've realized that even though I don't like school nearly as much as I did in the States, it's really the only thing that has kept me going here. I've been bored out of my mind for the past week, but the school, I get to talk to my friends, I get to communicate, learn how to communicate better in Spanish, and just have fun. When here, I'm just stuck with these knuckleheads.
How do you say knucklehead in Spanish? Let's hear it, Harmony.
They don't say it as much, and it's kind of rude.
Oh, okay.
But maybe dummy.
I think out of all of us, Harmony is probably the most natural at just everyday native Spanish. When you guys say,
agreed.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking about all the games, you guys talking about games. We are celebrating Harmony being the champion for the first time ever against the adults in a huge expansion pack game of Settlers.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, applause all the way around. Settlers of Catan. Yeah, we've decided we're going to start calling it Settlers instead of Settlers because we say, hey, you want to settle? You know, a lot of things that we do with our newsletters and also with these podcasts, we've only done four, but we plan on doing a lot more than 2023. And a lot of those things are very teenager or children focused, where you guys actually have a voice. I don't know how many people in the future are going to be listening to this that are your age, but can you guys give any pointers on, for people your age who may be listening to this, on how to make sure they don't waste their Christmas vacation?
Don't watch TV all the time, play games, and spend time with your family.
Okay, that's good. Everybody else is thinking.
Spend time with your friends, even out of school.
Yeah, how many in and out parties have you had since school's been out?
Two.
Two, yeah. That was Wesley, by the way.
Use these vacations for making better relationships with maybe friends that you don't normally hang out with. I mean, I know that we've maybe gone out like 5 times and we've only been like with our friends and we've only been out for like 2 weeks-ish. And so we've been able to strengthen a lot of bonds and get to know people better. So that's been nice.
That's awesome. So great recommendations. All right, straight to the Christmas questions, okay? What's it like living in another country during Christmas? What's that like?
It's different. We went to the Christmas Eve service at Mas Vila yesterday, and it was just different from all the other services that we've been to, especially in the United States.
Yeah, it's definitely different. Like, as Wesley said, we went to the Christmas Eve service. It had a lot more songs. And also, we had, like, a little play at our church, too, that the adults and a couple kids did. And it was about finding Christmas spirit. And also, at our school, the kids did, like, a little celebration. And Wesley danced, Sayla sang, and yeah. And that was really different because at school in the United States, you don't really do that. And in the church, they don't do like a whole play. Like, it's just like singing, the sermon, and then done. So I really like the difference in that.
The environment is very different for sure.
So in the play that Harmony was talking about, there are two different plays. There is one that was put on through our school that is connected to the church. And then another one that is just by the church and they travel around to all of their locations. In that play, I maybe heard the best rendition of what was the song?
Amazing Grace
that I have ever heard. It was insane. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was in Spanish. But like that girl has lungs and she's going places. And it was amazing to hear her. And yeah, it was incredible. Like those are goals. So
yeah, it was very awesome. I think we got a video of that. I'll see. Maybe a bonus for this podcast will be just the audio version of that. The song that we took from our phones. We'll see if we can get that. Levi, did you want to share anything?
Yeah, Christmas has been really different for me because I'm just hanging out with my family instead of my friends or my extended family, just close with my immediate family.
Yeah, you've been able to hang out some in Altosano with some friends, hang out with some people there. I know that's been enjoyable for you.
Yeah, but in Christmas, I would go over to some of my friends' houses almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that here. Yeah.
Is that done as much here? People just hanging out at people's houses?
No, not really.
Yeah. Is that done here at our house?
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah, do you guys enjoy having people over?
Definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Another difference is that last year we were super stressed and like last year on Christmas Eve, we stayed up till like 5 a.m. and we slept most of Christmas Day and couldn't spend as much time with family. But now this year, we are really calm, like take a chill. but like now we get to hang out with family. We woke up early, ate breakfast, and I think we watched a movie. Yeah, we watched The Chosen. And it was really nice because we weren't stressed. We were just calm and peaceful. And yeah, I really like that.
It's been an awesome day so far. So right now it's about, 6:08 in the p.m. Central Standard Time. A couple more questions. Let's keep these kind of short. How was your shopping experience this year in Mexico? Anything different that you'd like to talk about?
I just use Amazon.
They do have Amazon Mexico. A lot of things do come from the States and their import fees, but you can buy things from Amazon here where we are. And we do get regular deliveries from US Amazon and also Amazon.mx.
When I went shopping, I went to the local candy market, the Mercado de Luces. And on the website, it said that it would, what time did it say? It said
8 o'clock.
Oh yeah. It said that it will open at 8 o'clock. And so we stayed and, oh yeah. So we went there and,
we got there about 7:50.
Right. And, we checked with some police officers and we were like, hey, nothing's open. What's happening? And they were like, oh yeah. It's like opens up officially at 9:00. And we were like, well, I guess we'll just spend some time downtown. So we went and got breakfast and it was very nice. And then we came back at 9:00 and still there were only like, I don't know, 5 vendors open. And then as we stayed and trying to look at these vendors, like maybe, I don't know, 10 more came in out of like 100.
Yeah.
And so it was very interesting. It shows you the time difference between Mexico and American.
Yeah, welcome to Mexico, everybody. It's just the way it works sometimes.
Yeah, I also went to the Mercado del Dulce with Daddy and Sayla. And I got my mom 2 pretty hair things. And then also I went to Alto Sano with Levi. It's like a little mall or a big mall with 3 floors. And I went into a store named Toda Moda. Oh, Todo Moda. Yeah. And it's a really girly store, but I got her a nail filer and 4 different nail polish. And she really liked it. So, yeah.
Yeah, we live right next to a mall, for people that don't already know. And it's really fun to just go there, even though everything is crazy expensive, just to go there, look around. We never buy anything.
but you can smell the merchandise.
Right,
you can feel the merchandise.
Right, you can smell it. So expensive, you can smell it.
Yeah, that is true. Sometimes. Especially the perfume section.
Oh!
Okay, anybody want to say anything else about that? One more question and then one more thing I want to do with you. Give me one word for how missionary life is during the Christmas holidays here in Mexico.
Easier.
Very good, Wes. That was Wes.
Maybe more secluded because you're just spending it with your immediate family and not your extended family.
It was good to connect over Zoom today with some family and texting with some friends. That was great.
Creative, because you always have to, what?
Oh, we know what you're going to say.
All right. Because there's not much to do around the house. And so you always have to get really creative. Some people might think we're delirious and we've lost like 2 days of sleep, but no, we've just been around each other for too long. Like, what's it called? Cabin fever.
Yeah, that's it.
When you get so bored, you just go crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Colorful? There are a lot of colors around our house during Christmas time.
Okay. Yeah, that is beautiful. We live in the middle of a city, and so we don't have a yard. So we're in our house all the time. We go to the terrace, we hang out in the patio, maybe play ping pong, that sort of thing. But there's just, like Levi said, there's just a limited amount of things that we can choose from. So is that a bad thing necessarily?
No.
No. I think it does draw us closer as a family, which that's a good thing. One last thing. Do you guys want to give a shout out to any person or multiple people before we sign off?
Yeah. You go first.
I want to shout out to the Aries. I hadn't talked to them in a long time, so I want to talk to them.
I want to give a shout out to Ed Sheeran, Ariana Grande, and Beyonce.
Jesus,
yes.
I want to give a shout out to Paloma. She's one of my better friends here, and we've gotten to bond over the Christmas break.
And Wesley.
And Wesley wants to give a shout out to
Nobody.
To Rapunzel. Oh, man.
And Wreck-It Ralph, because that's your celebrity crush.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Listen to Harmony. Okay. She's crazy.
So this is life. Thank you guys for joining us today for the podcast. One thing you guys don't see during the middle of this podcast is the faces that are made amongst us as these guys are talking. As Levi acts like he's about to thump a microphone, and I panic behind the scenes to tell him, no, don't do that. Knowing he's not going to do it anyway. Or, you know, we're having a good time today because it is Christmas. We are celebrating the birth of our Savior, the birth of our Maker, of our Creator, and we couldn't be more proud to be a part of this journey here in Morelia, Mexico. Thank you so much for being a part of this journey with us. We couldn't do it without you. We are going to have a podcast down the road, maybe very soon, maybe even over the next week or so, with just led by the kids, and they can talk about whatever they want to. We've tried it out in the past. I just turned Selah and Levi loose one day, and they talked for 30 minutes nonstop, and it was pretty interesting stuff. We'll see how that goes. If I can get a audio of the Amazing Grace version that we heard at Mas Vida the other night, I'll add this to the end of the podcast. If so, then we'll sign off at the end of that song. If not, we're signing off now. We love you. Thank you so much for being a part of our lives. This is life.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.